This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Evelyn Frazier, E-V-E-L-Y-N, middle initial J-F-R-A-S-I-E-R. Date of birth 11/03/1932. Date of appointment 10/10/2024. Requesting physician Joshua Carlson, J-O-S-H-U-A-C-A-R-L-S-O-N. Dear Dr. Carlson, I have the pleasure of seeing Evelyn Frazier today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 91-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who had a two-stroke. One was on August 28, 2024, and the other was on September 13, 2024. In the first stroke, her right hand and right foot was numb and weak. In the second stroke, right-sided weakness, numbness with slurred speech. Now she's taking aspirin, 81 milligram PO daily. Plavix, 75 milligram PO daily, and atorvastatin, 40 milligram PO daily. She is doing good. Slurred speech is little bit, and right foot is weak. She is going to get physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. Past medical history. History of hypertension due to medication, compression fracture of the lumbar vertebra, peripheral arterial disease, neuralgia, prolapsed bladder, sciatica, osteoporosis, hernia, history of ectopic pregnancy, GERD, low back pain, history of bronchitis, overactive bladder, essential hypertension, past surgical history, tubal ligation, right hip open reduction, internal fixation, ectopic pregnancy, allergy, amoxicillin, clavulanic acid, morphine, sulfa, trimethoprim, lactose, tegaderm, medications, amlodipine, aspirin 81 milligram, atorvastatin 40 milligram, calcium carbonate, cholecalciferol, clopidogrel 75 milligram, famotidine, furosemide, metoprolol. Social history. Does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, retired, divorced, lives with the granddaughter, have 5 children, family history, mother disease, pneumonia, father disease, Parkinson's disease, 3 sister disease, 1 with breast cancer, 1 with colon cancer, 3 brother disease, 1 had Parkinson's disease and MI. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having weakness, trouble walking, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart SNS 2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present, next upper there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice sinusitis, but edema of the lower extremities present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no fascia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 5/5 on the left side, on the right side 4.5/5, deep tender reflex 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Assessment and plan, 91-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, stroke. In the left thalamus and left centrum semi-ovale. Number two, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number three, gait ataxia. Number four, decreased hearing on the both sides. Next paragraph, at this time I would like to continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, Plavix 75 mg PO daily and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. I will continue the physical therapy, occupational therapy and speech therapy. The importance of good control of blood pressure explained to the patient. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months.